Welcome to the Wisdom Journey. Today, we begin in Genesis 1, and we're going to travel through all 66 books of the Bible together. Stephen Davey is your teacher for this series, and he begins with this lesson called The Creator Who Cares. Why is it important to believe that God created everything? Stephen's going to explain why this foundational truth is crucial for understanding all of Scripture. Stick around as we learn what it means to trust in the Creator who cares.
I'm Stephen Davey, and I want to welcome you as we set sail through God's Word together. We're about to embark on a journey that will take us through all 66 books of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelation. Now, since the Bible is the inspired Word of God, we're really beginning a journey into God's wisdom for our lives, and that's why we're calling this adventure the Wisdom Journey. When I was growing up, my parents decided that, well, I ought to take piano lessons, and maybe your parents did the same thing, and maybe by now you've forgiven them for that. Well, actually, if you're like me, you can still play a tune or two on the piano. I remember I wanted to learn little tunes that, you know, were popular and well-known. But my teacher focused on the fundamentals, like scales and timing and rhythm, along with the correct hand placement on the keys. And she had this really long pencil, and she would sort of tap my hands with it if I drooped my hands down and flattened out my fingers. She wanted me to learn the basics. She knew that if I didn't learn those foundational skills, well, I'd never be able to play those more complicated pieces of music. Well, the Bible begins in the same manner, with basic foundational truths. And let me tell you, none of the Bible is going to make much sense without beginning at the beginning foundational statement. And it's right here in Genesis chapter 1 and verse 1. If you can believe and commit your faith in trusting God's word here at Genesis chapter 1 and verse 1, well, I can reassure you that the rest of the Bible, especially those more complicated sections, are going to fall into place. So here's the opening declaration of God's word, and it's one of the most profound statements in all of human history. Here it is. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now, these words are more than just an introduction to the Bible. They're actually introducing us to the author of the Bible, in fact, the creator of the universe, the sovereign Lord over all of creation. Well, the name used for God here is Elohim, and this name emphasizes the power and the majesty and the sovereignty of God above all gods. Interestingly, Elohim is a plural Hebrew noun, and that just sort of makes a subtle hint to the complex unity of God, which we understand as a Trinity, a triune God. He's one God, yet in three persons. The very next verse here tells us, in fact, that the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters, and the New Testament reveals that the Son of God, Jesus Christ, was actually the person, the member of the Godhead, who was speaking the Word, speaking the universe into existence. The Apostle Paul, writing to the Colossian believers, said over in chapter 1 and verse 16, "By Him," that is Jesus Christ, "all things were created in heaven and on earth. All things were created through Him." So Jesus Christ, the eternal Word, was the actual member of the Godhead who did the speaking. He was the one who said, "Let there be light," and there was light. So from the very opening lines of the Bible, we see the involvement of the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. This foundational truth that the triune God literally created, was involved in the creation of all that is, well, that's going to shape our understanding of everything else in Scripture. Now, did you notice how the Bible begins by simply announcing, "In the beginning, God"? Well, it doesn't start with, detailed arguments for God's existence. It doesn't give us 10 explanations or evidences of his eternal existence. It simply declares, well, here he is. Whether you believe it or not, God exists, and he created everything. You see, this happens to be a statement of fact. Well, that demands your trust, your faith in his word. The writer of Hebrews affirms this. He writes over in chapter 11 and verse 3, "By faith we understand that the universe was created by the word of God." In other words, faith allows us to grasp what our finite minds cannot comprehend. And we weren't eyewitnesses. God created everything. In fact, the Hebrew word here in Genesis chapter 1 for created describes creation from nothing. Now, as humans, we can create a lot of things, but we have to start with materials that are already made. But God, in his infinite power and wisdom, created everything from nothing. The heavens, that is the universe, the earth, all matter that exists, well, all of it was spoken into existence at God's command. Psalm chapter 90 and verse 2 says, "Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever you had formed the earth and the world, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God." Now, what we're told here in Genesis 1 is that God's act of creation literally marks the beginning of time as we know it. But God himself exists outside of time. He is eternal, without beginning or end. Now, let me tell you, this opening announcement that God created the universe, well, that doesn't just tell us what God did. It tells us who he is. He's our creator. He is sovereign over all. Now, follow me here. If God created the universe, then the universe rightly belongs to him. He can do as he pleases with it. His sovereign claim over the universe extends to everything, including the planets and the stars, the animals, the weather, and of course, you and me. And I happen to believe this is the primary reason why so many people want to believe in any other theory or statement out there rather than the statement that God is the creator. And that's because people intuitively realize that if God is their creator, well, he deserves their surrender. Now, for you and me, this understanding of God's sovereignty brings us comfort. Those who believe in him, the one who created the universe. Well, if he created it, he can control it. Nothing happens outside of his divine purposes. In fact, when your life feels chaotic and overwhelming, you can trust that God is on his throne. He's governing the world that he created. Perhaps in your life right now, you're experiencing some new difficulty. Perhaps your heart is filled right now with grief or trouble. It might be over relationships, children, grandchildren, your health, your finances. Maybe right now for you, it feels like you're carrying the weight of the world on your shoulders, and you might wonder how much longer you can carry it. Well, let me remind you that your Creator God is a caring God. He knows your burdens. He sees your struggles. He knows your pain. If you can believe Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, that God is your creator, well, you can believe 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7, which says that you can cast all your anxieties, your burdens, on him because he cares for you. Wow, what a promise. If God can hold the world in his hands, he's strong enough to hold your burdens as well. I remember reading somewhere, someone wrote that grief is love with nowhere to go. You don't know where to take it. Who can share it? Who can you tell it to? Who will understand it? Well, beloved, there is someone and there is somewhere to take your grief. You take it to God. The God who created the universe created your heart and he understands your pain. This Creator God is also big enough to handle your sorrow, your anger, your questions, and your doubts. In fact, God invites us to bring our grief to him. The psalmist wrote in Psalm chapter 34, verse 18, "The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit." So that lets us know that God isn't distant. He didn't create everything and then leave us by ourselves. He's not detached. He is a creator who cares about you. I have a little wooden plaque in my study at home that I inherited from my dad's study when he passed away at the age of 92. My dad was a missionary for nearly 70 years. He was a great man of faith. Frankly, he never seemed to get discouraged with trials and challenges he faced. Well, that little plaque from his office says this: God doesn't give us what we can handle. He helps us handle what we've been given. Well, let me tell you, beloved, with this opening verse in the Bible, it gives us some wonderful truth. It's not just an introduction, by the way, to a story. It's an invitation to trust your Creator, to trust in His power, to trust His wisdom, His love, His care. When you read, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth," well, this is the foundation of our faith. This is the starting point for everything we will believe as Christians. So as we continue on this journey through Scripture, let's hold fast to this foundational truth. And let's rejoice while we're at it that God, well, He's the Creator, and He cares about you and me. Well, until we meet again, beloved, may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.
Well, we're off on our journey through God's Word. I hope you'll be with us for all of it. This is the first lesson in a 3-year journey through all of God's Word. We're calling it the Wisdom Journey. Stephen Davey will be taking you from Genesis through Revelation with a new lesson each weekday. Today's lesson is called The Creator Who Cares. I'm Scott Wiley, and I'll be your host as we travel through the Bible together. I want you to know about another resource we have available. These lessons that you'll hear each day are the core of this journey. We also have Stephen's manuscript available if you'd like to read along. You're going to find the manuscripts for each lesson at wisdomonline.org. That's the website of our ministry, Wisdom International. Visit there to discover more about God's Word, and then join us back here next time as we continue traveling along the wisdom journey.